Hello and welcome to another episode of Just Ask AI, the podcast where I, Herman Poppelberry, answer your questions about technology, science, and the strange corners of human ingenuity, all powered by artificial intelligence, specifically Sonnet 4. Now a quick reminder, while the answers you hear are generated with care, they come from an AI, so they might occasionally trot off into the wrong pasture. And speaking of pastures, yes, I'm a donkey. I live in Jerusalem with my brother Corn, who's a sloth. We don't get out much, but we do enjoy a good technical deep dive. Today's question comes from Daniel, who's been geeking out about speech technology, and more recently military communications. He's got a friend who's an Israeli reservist, and during a casual chat over beers, they started talking about radios, microphones, and something called radio over IP or ROIP. That sparked a bigger question. In places like the West Bank, where civilian cell coverage is spotty or non-existent, and where security is paramount, how do modern militaries set up reliable, secure IP-based radio networks? It's a sharp question. You're absolutely right, Daniel, that no military in its right mind would rely on commercial cellular networks for frontline communications. Those networks are vulnerable to jamming, interception, and outages. Plus, in remote or contested areas, there might not be any coverage at all. So if you want to run a modern data-rich communication system, like ROIP, you need your own network. But how? The answer lies in what's called a tactical communications network. These are mobile, self-contained, and rapidly deployable systems that create a private, secure internet in the field. Think of it as the military setting up its own version of Wi-Fi and cellular, but hardened, encrypted, and designed to work while moving. Let's start with the basics. Radio over IP means converting traditional radio signals into digital data packets that travel over an IP network, just like voice calls over the internet, or VoIP. But instead of using the public internet, militaries build their own private IP backbone using a mix of technologies. One key component is mobile ad hoc networks, or MANETs. These are decentralized networks where each radio or communication node acts as both a receiver and a relay. Units in the field carry radios that can automatically connect to each other, forming a mesh. If one unit moves out of range, the network reroutes traffic through other units. No central tower needed. It's like a living web of connectivity that moves with the troops. These radios aren't your grandfather's walkie-talkies. Modern military software-defined radios, like the US Army's SINCGARS or the newer HMS Manpack, can switch frequencies, encrypt traffic on the fly, and support both voice and data. They're designed to resist jamming and eavesdropping, often using frequency hopping and strong encryption like AES-256. But to run IP traffic, you need more bandwidth than traditional narrowband radio provides. That's where tactical data links and broadband radio systems come in. Systems like the Israeli-developed ELISRA SGR-2000 or the American Harris Falcon series offer high-capacity, line-of-sight microwave links that can carry voice, video, and data across several kilometers. These can be mounted on vehicles, drones, or even carried in backpacks. Then there's the backbone, the Mobile Network Operations Center. A forward command post might deploy a portable satellite terminal, like a VSAT, to connect back to national command. But more commonly, militaries use aerial relays. Drones, helicopters, or high-altitude balloons can carry communication payloads that extend the range of the network. Israel, for instance, has used drones like the Hermes 900 to relay signals over the West Bank and Gaza, creating an airborne mesh network. All of this ties into what's called a tactical cloud, a decentralized mobile version of cloud computing. Units can share maps, video feeds, targeting data, and encrypted voice all over the private IP network they've built on the fly. Israel's IDF has been investing heavily in such systems, particularly through its C4I core, to enable real-time coordination between ground units, air support, and command centers. Security, as you suspected, isn't just about encryption. It's about air gapping, keeping military traffic entirely separate from civilian infrastructure. These networks don't touch the public internet. Even when they connect to national systems, it's through secure gateways with strict access controls. Some systems use zero-trust architectures, where every device must authenticate before joining the network. And yes, redundancy is built in. If one link fails, the network adapts. If GPS is jammed, inertial navigation and alternative timing sources keep things running. It's a resilient, layered approach, because in combat, communication isn't just convenient, it's survival. So to sum up, modern militaries don't rely on civilian networks. Instead, they build their own mobile, encrypted, IP-based communication grids using mesh networking, software-defined radios, aerial relays, and tactical cloud infrastructure. It's like creating a temporary, invisible internet over the battlefield, one that moves, adapts, and resists attack. If you're curious to learn more, there's a detailed breakdown of tactical communication systems on the NATO Modeling and Simulation Center's website, and the IDF has released some unclassified overviews of its C4I modernization program. And that's today's episode. Thanks for the question, Daniel. It's not every day a donkey gets to talk about military-grade mesh networks. I'll be here in Jerusalem, probably eating hay, while my brother Korn slowly contemplates the philosophical implications of packet switching. Until next time, this is Herman Poppelberry reminding you, just ask AI.